Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. The collusion continues. Yeah, you heard me correctly. But the collusion isn't between the Russians and the president. No. The real collusion is Congress colluding against the president. It's Congress colluding against the Constitution. It's Congress colluding against we the people. It's the mainstream media colluding with Congress against we the people. There is a crisis at the border, and it begins in D.C. with Congress. There is an economic debt crisis, and it begins in D.C. with Congress. There is a constitutional crisis, and again, it begins in D.C. with Congress. There is a rule of law, or ignoring the rule of law crisis, and it begins in D.C. with Congress. Notice, I have not been saying, and I will not say, the liberal Dems, although they are the boisterous ones right now. It is all of Congress, with the possible exception of a few. There is a crisis with the separation and frustration between we the people, and again, it is perpetrated by those who make the laws, those who ignore the laws, those who dictate from D.C., Congress. Congress colluded against our monetary and economic system over 100 years ago. They continue to do that today. They continue to collude and allow outsiders to manipulate our economy and our currency, the Federal Reserve. Again, it is Congress who allows this. I have many news stories today, many of which I wouldn't call new, and you've probably already been following them. But have you done your duty in asking who, what, when, where, why, how? Where is the crisis? Why do we have a problem at the border? Why aren't the immigration laws working? Who wrote and established these current immigration laws? What is the reason they, who Congress, refuse to allow those same laws to be enforced? When will they actually do something? That's only one issue. One crisis. But pick any topic, any issue, any crisis here in America or in our foreign relations, and you will find that the same body of people can and should be held responsible. It always goes back, if you connect the dots, to Congress. Not to the president. Yes, he does have a lot to do with the foreign relations as he's trying to work out new trade deals. But it's Congress. Let's talk about the loss of life. Let's talk about how many generations of Americans we have put to death. The controlling of a population for profit. Abortion. Let's talk about that for just a second. Abortion isn't health care. Abortion isn't and doesn't sustain life. Abortion isn't a contraceptive. Abortion is a risky procedure to end a life. The haters of life and liberty claim it is a woman's right and that government should stay out of a woman's body. Well, the infant, now that we're discussing this, that's already born is not in the woman's body. It's already taken a breath. It was all along, a living human being. These animals that call themselves women, in my opinion, this is pretty harsh. I couldn't believe I even typed this out. They're scum. I know that's mean, But a woman who would kill her own child, is not worthy of life herself. Think about it. Think about what was said recently about the woman that gave birth to a child, and the child is laying over, the baby is laying over here on the hard, cold table, waiting to be cared for. Nobody's touching it. While the woman and the doctor decide whether to allow that little human being to live. Maybe it's got something wrong with it. It's not quite perfect. But it's hers. And apparently she has the right to kill it. To kill this baby. I'm sorry. I know this sounds cold. But she is just out and out selfish. Only thinking of herself. So why are we now even talking about this, about killing babies, infanticide? Why are we talking about it? Who okayed abortion? Who refuses to defund Planned Parenthood? Congress. Let's talk about the Green New Deal for a minute. It's just another picture of Congress infringing on your rights, taking your land and your freedom. It's Congress. Congress colludes. Congress is in crisis mode. Congress has and continues to commit crimes against this nation, against its people, the nation's people, not Congress's people. We don't belong to them. And against our Constitution. Now, we the people, we must recognize the true source of crisis is Congress and corruption. But we must also understand that we hold the responsibility for allowing Congress to have way too much power. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. It's time that we the people took those words seriously. It is our duty. If we have these branches, not chambers, branches of government that are supposed to be a check and balance. And what we have going on, the chaos in Congress, the chaos in government, is our fault. Because we've allowed Congress to just kind of do what they do, and we just go along with our lives. And then we wonder why our lives are getting more and more controlled. Why is it our First Amendment being infringed upon? Why is it our Second Amendment is infringed upon? Why is it where property is being taken? Why? Because we've allowed Congress to have too much power. We've allowed them to do these things to us. And it's time we make some changes. It's time we make some changes in Congress. We still have that power, although they're trying to take that away too. We've talked a little bit about that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The collusion continues. And it's Congress. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today? It's raining here. What about there?
It was raining earlier this morning. It's cleared off for a little bit. Now it's clouding up again, so we may get some more rain here.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just calling to answer your question about why people are having all these problems. And it's called voluntary servitude. Every license a person gets, you're volunteering into a regulated enterprise of one sort or another, which the government has a right to do because you gave them that right when you volunteered. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to turn your back on God and his law. God's not going to step in to protect you. You know, you volunteered to serve these people when you got the license, or when you volunteered by using a privilege they provide, such as the use of paper, what people call paper money, which is actually a Federal Reserve note. Federal Reserve note obligates you to pay a tax on the use of that note to a foreign corporation under the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
Okay.
That's where the IRS gets their power.
My question wasn't actually what you're saying, which is okay. I'm glad to hear what you have to say. But the real issue is that because of our ignorance, let's put it that way, as we the people, but we've allowed Congress. Congress is behind all these things. When you talk about the Federal Reserve notes as currency, Congress is the one that gave those people that authority.
Right.
It all goes back to Congress, even though it's from our ignorance that we've allowed them to do this. But we're talking about several generations of ignorance now.
Yeah. Well, just because somebody offers you a cookie doesn't mean you have to take it. All right.
Oh,
Congress
really?
Is offering.
Is it chocolate chip? Because I think I might.
Well, exactly. You know, the more they can doctor it up, the more sugar they can put in it, the more people desire it.
Now, I heard you like Fig Newtons.
Yeah, I do, but it's hard to find organic Fig Newtons. And when you do, they're just outrageously expensive. You know, they put so much corn syrup and GMOs and, the triglycerides, the saturated fats in it that are not healthy to eat.
Well, my point with my monologue, my opening, was that the people need to stop blaming this and that and start looking to where it's actually coming from, and it's Congress ignoring the Constitution and dictating from D.C. over you, and it's because we've allowed that. But they need start seeing where that source is coming from.
It's not just a matter of allowing it. You've volunteered to go along with it. When you got the license, it doesn't matter what kind of license you get. It's if you're volunteering to give that part of your life over to their regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and any privilege you ask for, you know, like tax numbers and things like this, you're voluntarily entering their regulation. And all the regulations are set forth, and all the rules, you know, and regulations that they have, it's all written down. You apply for a license, you need to look up what you're volunteering into before you apply for that license. And, you know, the government's not responsible for you to, your education. It's up to you to educate yourself.
That's right. It's up to us to get that Constitution out and read it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I tell people, just quit volunteering. You know, and that's the quickest way to bring these people down. Just don't volunteer into the regulation. Then when they bring you to court and charge you with something, you say, well, I didn't volunteer to do that. You know, the IRS comes and takes your car. You go into court and sue them to get it back because you got the proof. You didn't use Federal Reserve notes to obtain it. It says right in there, paid for in coin. You know, so if you use coins, doesn't matter if they're gold or silver, colored, or if they're actual gold and silver, as long as you got a receipt that said you paid for that vehicle or you paid for whatever major purchase you made, your appliances, you paid for that in coin, then they have no authority to take it because it doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve. You use a Federal Reserve note to acquire it. Anything you acquire using that note belongs to the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
You know, private foreign corporation.
All right. Well, we got to get busy.
Yeah, really.
All right. Because we've already got a hole we've got to dig ourselves out of. I appreciate it, Neil. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So I want to move on to the border crisis. Now, I've been trying to explain that Congress creates these crises. Congress wants the crisis. If they didn't want the crisis, it wouldn't be there. It's not an accident that we have a crisis at the border. It has been building up. It has been building up. I read somewhere the other day since Ronald Reagan was coerced into giving asylum, amnesty to the immigrants that we had at that time. And it became full speed ahead. So it's been building up, and it's been a crisis for quite some time. And to prove my point, if you watch some of these talk shows, now mainstream media won't show you anything except how nice and smooth everything is running, except from the White House, you know, that's all crazy. But even past people in President Obama's administration have come out that work for Homeland Security and immigration. And they are saying it is a crisis. And it's worse than it's ever been, and it's going to be devastating to this nation. But Congress won't listen. Now, it's the Democrats that keep saying, oh, there's not a crisis, but the Republicans have done nothing. Before the Democrats took the House, the Republicans had it, and they did nothing. They did nothing to give the president his wall. They did nothing to fix the immigration laws. Nothing. It was Congress. All of them. So I have in my hand, and I'll tell you what. You know, I keep hearing all these reports about how the Internet goes against conservatives. Well, I wanted to look up a specific article, and I couldn't think where to get it from. And I know I had one years ago where a woman had done all kinds of studies on what each immigrant, particularly the illegal ones, was costing for schooling, for medical, for everything. And that has been long gone. That was several years ago, and I could not find it. But I knew that some article out there existed that would prove what this costs. Now, to prove that Congress is the problem, they're continuing, and this is a senator, and he's a GOP, he's a Republican, Senator Portman. He's against closing the U.S.-Mexican border because it's going to be terrible for the economy of the United States. And I'm reading this, and I'm listening to his words, and I'm thinking, what about all the illegal immigrants that we have here in this nation? What are they doing to our economy? Oh, I know, they're the ones taking all the jobs that you think you're too good to take. You don't want to get your hands dirty. Meaning us spoiled American people. They lie. And they manipulate. And they collude. And it is a collusion at the border per Congress. I hope the president's listening. So, here is an article, and this was put out in January of this year. Oh, what I was going to say was when I did a search for it, the only things that came up, and now, you know, when I try to search, if I want it from Fox News, I have to put Fox News in there. If I want it from Breitbart, if I want it from one of these other conservative groups, I have to actually put their name in there. But it brought zero number of articles up that would go against or prove that this monetary crisis with the illegal immigrants exists. And even within this article, it says there are others who say this is not the case. So even in this article, it gives you the other side. But it says every new illegal immigrant that enters the United States will cost more than $82,000 each over their lifetime. This is coming from a conservative organization, the Center for Immigration Studies, and they updated their 2012 analysis, which put the average lifetime net fiscal cost of a border crosser at $74,722. In the 6 years since, the price has jumped to $82,191. The think tank analysis has come into question, however, with multiple outlets pushing back on its numbers and technology and methodology. We know that they're costing us. Not all of them go on welfare. That's true. But the majority of them do. They get health care. They get schooling, and it's costing the American people. There is a crisis, and it begins in D.C. with Congress colluding against we the people. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I want to talk about a wall when we come back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to talk about a border wall just briefly. I don't want to stay on this topic. But I'm just pointing out that there is a collusion against the people, against this nation. This is coming, you know, he's not a doctor. President Donald Trump talks about the border walls, and I've heard others mention the border walls in Israel, and that they work. Okay, they don't want to listen to that. Well, here's another border wall that works. It says that, and of course this is not being told to us from any of our media that I know of. I haven't even heard of this one on Fox. But it says here that skeptics who believe a border wall will not stop illegals from entering the United States may want to look at what's happening in Hungary. On the day its border fence was completed, the influx of illegals entering Hungary went down from 6,353 per day to 870 the very next day. For the remainder of that month, illegal border crossings were steadily below 40 per day. Now that's what I'd call working. It says they don't even try, a local border guard told the Daily Caller News Foundation. We haven't had a single migrant in 6 months. It's working. It stopped the flow of illegal immigrants into Hungary. It stopped it. It said, they say it was an invasion. Illegal immigration is a crime in a normal country. Somebody should read this to Nancy Pelosi. It's not a normal thing to break into a country. And the wall worked. He goes on, he says, you might not like it. It's not a nice thing. But the only way to stop illegal border crossings is, first, build a fence. Man it. Equip it. And also, in parallel, build up your capabilities in terms of legal confines, legal circumstances to help to handle what is coming. Well, that's the only part our government wants to, D.C. occupiers want to listen to. They want us to provide all kinds of nice little cushy living quarters for these illegal aliens coming across the border. And yes, that's what they are. They're illegal aliens. They're where they shouldn't be. Well, maybe we should look at Hungary. Somebody should send that to Congress. Maybe we should do that. Send that article to Congress. Send it to Nancy Pelosi. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Congress here. The collusion delusion, that's what President Donald Trump calls it. Adam Schiff is digging in, and he says he has plenty of evidence in collusion. Well, if he had plenty of evidence, he'd be exposing it. That's just not the truth. So they're going to subpoena the Attorney General, and have done so, which I almost think is laughable. Why don't they subpoena Mueller? Why don't they subpoena all those folks that did the actual investigation? Well, they're going to do that. They're going to do part of that, but not them. They want to investigate the ones that Mueller investigated. They don't want to question the investigators. They want to go back and question the people that the investigators investigated. This is absolutely insane, and it's costing the American people buco, dollars, and liberty. This is nuts. And who is doing it? Congress. They're so busy, and you know they can't stop. They can't stop. They have to see what's in there so they can stop you from seeing what's in there. That's what they really want. They want Congress to take possession of these documents, and it says so. Now, I had it in one of these articles. It says so. That we want possession of this report and the documents. Even though it's illegal for the Attorney General to turn some of those things over to him, they don't care. And they're going to go after him, and they're going to send it to court. Well, what court do you think they're going to go to? I have that written down here somewhere. They're going to use the courts, probably some liberal federal judge. Against the Attorney General? Are they seriously thinking that that's going to happen? Who did I say goes against the rule of law? Congress. They are in it so deep that they literally cannot stop. They want President Donald Trump to go away. He is not one of them. The things he wants to do and is trying to do, they cannot have it. They must have the influx of people coming across the border. It is money in their pockets, maybe money they've already been paid. And they can't. stop trying to hide their crimes. Stop and think about it. Why do they do the things they do, or why don't they do the things they do not do? Now, the House has issued, I've got this one too, I've got all of these crazy articles. They're going after the president's tax returns. And of course, he kind of chuckled about it. They only want 8 years. They did want 10. They must be giving up. And of course, his excuse, which isn't, I think there's truth to it, but it's not 100% true, that he's under audit. But when they were questioning Rudy Giuliani yesterday, he said that's not the only reason. Now, all the presidents, since I don't know when, I think we looked that up once, the last many, many presidents have divulged their tax returns. Have you looked at them? I didn't look at any of them. I don't care. I did care about a few other things that we never did see with some of these other presidents. But what I would like to see, and maybe we need to come up with another cease and desist letter, I think Congress should divulge their tax returns annually. These D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals are getting wealthy on the deals that they are making. Deals having to do with Chamber of Commerce and the Koch brothers and the invasion at the border. Deals with increasing legal immigration. Deals with Planned Parenthood. Deals with drug companies. Deals with insurance companies, which they defaulted on some of those. With Obamacare. The alleged Affordable Care Act. Deals. Why do you think they never defunded it? Why do you think they never repealed it? Why do you think they don't defund Planned Parenthood? Why do you think we still have a drug crisis? Because Congress colludes with others for profit. And we the people, we don't matter to them. Not at all. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to share something that is kind of good news. I've been going at Congress. Well, there are a few of them that once in a while try to do something good, whether it happens or not. I was pretty upset when Senator Sass put the bill for anti-infanticide. I don't remember what he named his bill, but it had to be unanimous. Knowing it would not be unanimous, I thought it was kind of crazy to put it out there like that, as if maybe you didn't want it to pass. Well, this is House Republican Whip Steve Scalise and Representative Ann Wagner. And they told Life News. Now, LifeNews.com is a great place to go to for information regarding life, regarding what's going on with the abortion issues and other things. Anyway, they told Life News today, this was a couple days ago, that they will move forward a discharge petition. That's a petition in that any member of Congress can sign to allow legislation to move out of committee and to the House floor when the party controlling Congress refuses to allow a vote on it. Now, that's interesting. He said, we brought a bill forward, and it was H.R. 962, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. This is a bill that many wonder why is it even necessary that we need a law to say that if a baby is born alive outside the womb, we need to give it the full protection under the law. But many people ask, why is it that they aren't already protected? Well, they are already protected. However, if a baby is born alive, it should have the full protection of anybody, just like anybody else, he says. Yet as we see in the states like New York and other states around the country, they will allow in those states the baby, even after it is born alive, to be killed. Now, no matter how you look at that, my friends, it's murder. Remember how we would gasp when some teenager would give birth in the bathroom and throw the child in a plastic bag in the dumpster? Remember how that just made us gasp in horror? And now we have legislators telling us it's okay. We have the Alyssa Milanos that say the government needs to get out of the woman's body. She doesn't have a brain, I don't think. Anyway, they're trying to do something, and I'm not sure if it's the right thing to do or not. But I'm going to tell you what. If you hate abortion, if you love these little babies and you wonder why, have we lost 60 million babies in this nation? Are you praying about it? This nation needs a revival, there's no doubt that we need to go back to the loving of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. We need to go back to we the people. Well, just real briefly here, Agenda 21 is something we have talked about in the past. It's been a while since we've discussed Agenda 21. We all know what it is, and it's an infringement upon our properties. It's an infringement that shouldn't be. They use all kinds of things against us, as Neil would say, because we allow them to. Through regulations, manipulations, through an Endangered Species Act, through the Clean Air and Water Act, they will save the life of an insect or a fish while they kill a baby. Agenda 21, if you go back and look at it, and this article is coming from someone who sends me stuff all the time, and I appreciate him. But he equates the Agenda 21, the new Green Deal, just being another arm. It's the Agenda 21, just rewritten and called a different name. Now, we know they do that all the time. It talks about in the Green New Deal, the local sustainable development policies. It talks about sustainable development. It talks about social equity, social injustice. It talks about economic prosperity, public-private partnerships, triple Ps. Who is behind it? Local government for sustainability, formally International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. He lists all this out. Where did it originate? The term sustainable development was first introduced to the world in the pages of 1987 report, Our Common Future, produced by the United Nations World Commission on Environmental and Development, authored by Gro Harlem Brundtland, VP of the World Socialist Party. What gives Agenda 21 ruling authority? More than 178 nations adopted Agenda 21. By the way, we did not. As official policy during a signing ceremony at the Earth Summit, United States President George H.W. Bush signed the document for the U.S. in signing, which he did sign it, but it was never ratified. And yet we continue to go by its little rules and regulations as if it was a part of our Constitution. Speaking of collusion, speaking about the coup against the president, this is something that was sent to me. It's 18 U.S. Code 2384, seditious conspiracy. If two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Again, that's 18 U.S. Code 2384. I believe we have some of Congress and others guilty of seditious conspiracy, collusion against we the people of the United States. It's time we stood up and took our rightful duty to this republic and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.